Welcome to the Illinois Radio Reader. Hello, I'm Janelle Eckerman, and today I'll be reading the Commercial News, the weekend edition, for November 9 and 10, 2024. And from the front page, the first article is, Covington VFW is more than a bar. And it's written by Kayla White. Local Post provides a community for veterans and families. Every day, 18 veterans take their own life, according to a 2023 report by the VA Suicide Prevention Office. That's 18 too many, as far as VFW Commander Jeremy Claypool is concerned. Preventing suicide, Claypool believes, starts with providing a community to both veterans and their families. Since the early 1940s, VFW Post 2395 in Covington, Indiana, has been offering veterans and their families a place to connect and fellowship with other people who can understand the experiences they have shared. The VFW is a place that they can come back to and feel like they can come at any time and have someone to talk to that knows what they're talking about, Claypool said. It's hard talking to a civilian about what you did in the military. They really don't have a clue of what you did or how you're feeling. That's one reason Claypool and his wife Becky work so hard to build and maintain the new VFW building, which was completed in September of 2023 after a fire destroyed the old one in August 2021. Now that things are up and running again at Post 2395, the Claypools and other members of the VFW and their auxiliary group want to remind veterans and their loved ones that the VFW of today has taken strides into the future to become so much more than a bar, but a place to encourage veterans and their families to establish community connections. We do a lot more than just drink, Jeremy said. That's a lot of what I hear around town and in the county. That's the perception they have towards the place, that it's just a bar. And this article is continued onto page A3. What I'm trying to implement and what the VFW stands for and what we're leaning towards is making it a family-type place to come to. I want them to feel like they can bring their kids down and it's a safe environment, Jeremy said. For Halloween this year, the VFW Post hosted Ghost Walk, a family celebration in their open hall area adjacent to the canteen, an area which can be separated from the larger area by a sliding door, Becky said. The kids come and they get hot chocolate and hot dogs from the VFW, Jeremy said. The VFW has also hosted birthday parties for kids, Cub Scouts of Vettisburg meetings, as well as an Easter egg hunt. Aside from giving veterans a place to connect, the VFW also works to contribute to other community organizations, Jeremy and Becky said. We donated to the 5K, 10K Halloween hustle for the first time in a long time, Jeremy said, referring to an annual fundraiser for the Covington Nursery School. The group has also donated money to the National Honor Society. Members also raise money to help support local veterans in need by selling buddy poppies twice a year, Memorial Day and Veterans Day. This year, members will be selling buddy poppies from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern today in front of the county market in Covington, as well as at the four-way intersection of Liberty and 11th Streets near Benjamin's. Ultimately, Jeremy hopes the changes they're implementing to bring in more veterans, especially those from the younger generations, will help keep the tradition alive. For those veterans and family members who may be struggling, hope is always there, the Claypools said. Don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to call and see if you're eligible to join. If you're not, you might be eligible to join the auxiliary, Becky said, adding that there are over 150 members of their local auxiliary. Jeremy agrees, don't think that you're alone. You're not alone, he said. And with this article, there is a photo and it's captioned, Jeremy and Becky Claypool and their two sons pose for a photo. Becky is actively involved with the VFW's auxiliary, a group family members of veterans of foreign wars. The two groups work together to provide opportunities for veterans and their families to have an opportunity to connect and fellowship with others who understand their experiences. And continuing on from the front page, the next article is Salute to Our Veterans. Members of Danville High School's music department perform several songs in honour of local veterans in their annual Salute to Our Veterans concert Thursday at the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium. Delegation, the Woodwind Ensemble, and the orchestra performed beloved patriotic favourites such as Stars and Stripes Forever, composed by John Philip Sousa, as well as other lesser-known pieces such as Bring Him Home from the Broadway musical Les Miserables. To close out the concert, all groups combined to perform the Armed Forces Salute, where veterans were invited to stand when their branch's song was played so that the audience could applaud them in gratitude for their service. And with this article, there are two photos, and the first one is of the orchestra, and the caption reads, Members of DHS Orchestra's cello and bass section perform When Johnny Comes Marching Home, a Civil War era song about the longing of loved ones for war veterans to return home. And that photo is courtesy of Kayla White. And the second photo is of cadets of Danville High School's JROTC, Junior Reserve Officers Training Corps program, Stand at Attention. The next article is also from the front page, and it is War Museum Celebrates 25th Anniversary, and it's a staff report. This Veterans Day, many people in Vermilion County will be looking for a way to learn more about the veterans who have given so much to ensure our freedoms, and they won't have to venture far from home. Visitors to Danville will have the chance to visit the Vermilion County War Museum on Veterans Day this year, which consequently falls on the 25th anniversary of the opening of the War Museum. Though the museum is usually closed on Mondays, it will remain open this Monday. Of course, we look at every day as Veterans Day here at the War Museum, but this Monday is special as we mark our 25th year, said Museum President Larry Weatherford. When the museum first opened on November 11, 1999, the collection had just started, with only a few artifacts, uniforms and displays. Since then, the museum has expanded to house over 65,000 artifacts in the 14,000 square foot former Carnegie Library, located at 307 North Vermilion Street in Danville. The museum features several new displays, exhibits and themed rooms, which have been debuted in the last couple of years. Visitors will have the opportunity to view these newer exhibits, including the Media Technology Room, Medal of Honor Hall, the Children's Area, a rotating exhibit hall. There will also be souvenirs for purchase at the gift shop. The museum features special areas for each era of American history, Weatherford said, including the American Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, World Wars I and II, D-Day, Japan, the Korean War, the Cold War, the Vietnam War, and the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Admission to the museum will be free, and it will be open on Veterans Day from noon to 4 p.m. This won't be the only celebration to happen in the coming year. Saturday, November 16, the museum will host their Taste of History event with period cuisine from various eras of American history. It's a heavy hors d'oeuvre event with a tour of time periods through the museum. There will be live acoustic guitar music from the Revolutionary War through today, featuring Chris Taylor, We also will have other special events through our 25th anniversary year, Weatherford said. And from page A3, there is a special feature. The title is Honouring Those in Uniform, Veterans Day 2024. The first is for SP5 Robert Williams, US Army, years served 3 years from 1964 to 1967, and that was from wife and family. Next, for Christopher Turner, US Marine Corps, years served 2002 to 2006, from Grandma Mabel Turner, Dad Steve Turner, and family. And the next is for Captain William Padfield, US Marine Corps, years served 1966 to 1970, Vietnam. Love, Cecilia. And following on, the next is for Walter Pigg, US Army, years served 1953 to 1961, from Your Loving Family. And the next is for Robert E. Wutzbau, US Marine Corps, years served, killed in action, Korean conflict, summer of 1950. We miss Pork, from Brother Tom and family. And the last is for SPEC Paul Galeski Sr., US Marine Corps, years served 1951 to 1954, from Barbara Galeski's Young and Paul Galeski's Jr. I'll now include some local news from page A3, and the first is area firefighters respond to James Street garage fire, and it's a staff report. Westville Area Fire Protection District was called to James Street for the report of a structure fire on Tuesday around 7 p.m. Engine 3 responded to find a garage fully involved with extension to the home. Power lines were down, requiring Ameren to be notified to respond. Several dozen firefighters from several different fire protection districts worked together for around 25 minutes to contain the fire until it was marked under control. No injuries were reported during the fire. There were 57 people on scene, including members from Westville Fire, Georgetown Fire, Ridge Farm Fire, Tilton Fire, Catlin Fire and Lynch Fire, as well as Arrow Ambulance, Westville Police Department, Ameren and the American Red Cross. Carroll Township Fire and Seidel Fire were called as well through the MABAS call and were en route to the scene, but they were returned to service prior to arrival as the fire was under control. Assistant Fire Chief Matt Shuey said he would like to thank everyone that was involved in this event. And the next article from the same page, Danville Noon Rotary welcomes Laura Floyd of YMCA. And this is a staff report. Danville Noon Rotary welcomed Laura Floyd, CEO of the Danville Family YMCA, at their meeting Monday. With 35 years working for the organisation, she brought a mix of experience in fundraising, community collaboration, and strategic planning. Originally from the YMCA in Cleveland, Ohio, and later Hartford, Connecticut, she talked about growing up with limited resources and how being part of the YMCA family changed her life. The YMCA is open to everyone and they raise funds to cover memberships, removing financial barriers. Because the YMCA is not government funded, she stays busy with grant writing. Her goal is to secure funding to provide swim lessons for 100 local children. The core values of the YMCA are respect, responsibility, caring and honesty, and she stressed the importance of being a positive role model. The YMCA serves 50 to 60 children after school who use the facility. While she is only 90 days into her new role, Floyd said that she already feels very much at home in Danville. Rotary will not meet on November 11, Veterans Day. The next meeting will be November 18 with guest speaker Maestro Matthew Shepherd of the Danville Symphony Orchestra. Danville Noon Rotary would like to welcome everyone. And the photo with this article is captioned, Terry Cummings, President-elect of Danville Noon Rotary, poses for a photo with Laura Floyd, CEO of Danville YMCA. And that photo was provided. And the last article in local news from page A3 is Nevada, South Virginia avenues to close starting Tuesday. And it's a staff report. The City of Danville would like to announce the closure of the intersection of Nevada Avenue and South Virginia Avenue as part of the Utah and Nevada intersection and storm sewer improvements. Beginning at 7 a.m. Tuesday, there will be a complete roadway closure of the intersection for the installation of sewer pipe. Work is expected to continue through Friday, December 6. This closure will affect motorists and pedestrians. Please choose an alternate route. Motorists and pedestrians are urged to use caution while travelling near the roadway closure corridor. For more information, please contact Marley Sutton, Engineer Technician at 217-431-2381. I'll now move on to page A4 and read obituaries. These obituaries were received by 5 p.m. Friday. Melody Lawson Jones, age 65, of Danville, Illinois, passed away on November 7, 2024 at 11 a.m. A celebration of life will be held at 10 a.m. on Thursday, November 14, 2024 at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville, Illinois. 3940 North Vermilion Street, Danville, Illinois, 61834. George Desmond will officiate. Burial will be in Sunset Memorial Park. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, November 13, 2024 at the funeral home. Memorials may be made in Melody's memory to College for Kids at DACC or the BHRA Education Association Scholarship for prospective teachers at Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin High School. Please join Melody's family in sharing memories, photos, and videos on her tribute wall at www.sunsetfuneralhome.com. And the next obituary is for Sam Hicks, aged 80, of Covington, Indiana, passed away on Friday morning, November 1, at his home. Per Sam's wishes, cremation rites will be accorded and a burial at Mount Hope Cemetery in Covington, Indiana, on Friday, November 15, 2024, at 2 p.m. EST. Sam's family entrusted Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Covington, Indiana, to assist with the arrangements. Please join Sam's family in sharing memories, pictures, and video on his tribute wall at www.sunsetfuneralhome.com. And the last obituary is for Thomas Gallion. Thomas Gallion passed away Saturday, November 2, 2024, at Accolade Rehab in Savoy, Illinois. In accordance with Tom's wishes, he will be cremated. Friends may greet the family on Monday, November 11, at St. Matthew Lutheran Church, 2200 Philo Road, Urbana, Illinois, from 10 to 11 a.m., with a memorial service immediately following. Condolences may be offered at www.owensfuneralhomes.com. All recent obituaries can be viewed online at obituaries.commercialnews.com. I'll now move on with more local information from community briefs on page A2. Fairhope Ministries will be collecting new and gently used winter coats on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. Collection will be held at their facility at 1225 East Voorhees Street in Danville. They are specifically requesting children's sizes 6 to 20 and teen sizes small to 2XL. Next, Danville to host a lighting ceremony downtown. The City of Danville will be hosting their downtown lighting ceremony celebration of the start of the holiday season from 5 to 6 p.m. Saturday at Temple Plaza. All are invited to experience the joy as all the festive lights illuminate downtown at 5:30 p.m. The event will include free hot chocolate, as well as the chance to meet and take photos with Santa. The next is Farmers Chapel UMC celebrates 153rd anniversary. Farmers Chapel United Methodist Church, located at 414 Poland Road in Danville, will celebrate its 153rd anniversary with a Harvest Homecoming celebration Sunday at 10 a.m. The program will include performances of Southern and country gospel music by Heaven Bound. A carry-in meal will follow the service at 11:30 a.m. in the church dining room. The service will be led by Pastor Ji Wu. Contact Donna Carrigan at 217-274-0638 with questions. And the last notice is VFW Post 2395 to hold Veterans Day celebration. The Fountain County Old Guard Post 2395, located at 1212 Liberty Street in Covington, will host a Veterans Day celebration at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Monday. The event is open to the public. Not only will veterans be honoured with a complimentary gourmet soup buffet, but the event will celebrate successful completion of fundraising for the new Watchfire digital electronic sign and thank those who supported the project. The soup buffet will include clam chowder, chicken tortilla, French market, and stuffed pepper soups with toppings, rolls, and patriotic cookies. Serving will begin after the short sign dedication program located on the side of the sign beginning at 5:30 p.m. And also there is a correction, and it's a staff report. Thursday's edition of the Commercial News incorrectly had a story about the intersection of US 150 and Henning Road being closed next week. According to IDOT, this was false information. There is no work planned by IDOT construction for US 150 and Henning Road. The Commercial News regrets the error. I'll now include the weather forecast for Danville from page A2. And for Monday, partly sunny with a high of 60 degrees and a low of 39 degrees. Sunrise will be at 6:32 a.m. and sunset 4:37 p.m. Moonrise will be at 2:15 p.m. and moonset at 1:12 a.m. And on Tuesday, it'll be mostly sunny and nice with a high of 60 degrees and a low of 45 degrees. Sunrise will be at 6:33 a.m. and sunset at 4:36 p.m. Moonrise 2:40 p.m. and moonset 2:26 a.m. On Wednesday, it'll be breezy, a little p.m. rain, with a high of 64 degrees and a low of 42 degrees. Sunrise will be at 6:34 a.m., sunset at 4:35 p.m. Moonrise will be at 3:06 p.m. and moonset at 3:42 a.m. And on Thursday, it'll be cooler with partial sunshine, with a high of 55 degrees and a low of 36 degrees. Sunrise will be at 6:35 a.m. and sunset 4:34 p.m. Moonrise will be 3:35 p.m. and moonset 5 a.m. And lastly, on Friday, it'll be mostly sunny, with a high of 54 degrees and a low of 38 degrees. Sunrise will be at 6:36 a.m. and sunset at 4:33 p.m. Moonrise 4:10 p.m. and moonset 6:21 a.m. And also from page A2, the article is Vermilion Advantages Marin Speaks to Lions Club of Danville. Staff report. Danville Lions Club welcomes Mike Marin, President and CEO of Vermilion Advantage, at their recent meeting. From his first month, December of 2023, in his new position as Vermilion Advantage President and CEO, Mike Marin has committed to a strategic vision and plan by meeting with Danville and Vermilion County member businesses and industries, small and large. His mission was to ask them the question, "What can we do to help you prosper?" His vision is to focus on business support and recruitment in Danville and Vermilion County. his process of inquiring from businesses what was needed to help them prosper yielded a focus on workforce needs. To realise his vision of business support and recruitment for Vermilion Advantage member businesses, six areas of focus were determined: expanding current services to current members, increased marketing as Danville and Vermilion County are competing for employees globally and for broadly selling the community, recognising demographic changes and the pandemic have created challenges, a new dynamic needs to be addressed specific to solving the workforce shortage. Vermilion Advantage needs to increase its membership by asking what is the value of being a member, would you pay dues to join Vermilion Advantage? How to leverage ways to increase membership and services by utilising technology, including AI technology and other available current technology. Vermilion Advantage needs to be an advocate for businesses by developing an advocacy role to bring capital and workforce to our area. The main areas of focus to recruit new business and industry are off Lynch Road and the area of the former Quaker location. Tools in developing those areas are by utilising RFI, Request for Information, to determine site selection needs, and DCEO, Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, and the state to help secure capital and assistance in prepping the East Voorhees Corridor as a potential development site and structuring the needed utility infrastructure in that area. Vermilion Advantage has been working with those entities listed above, the City of Danville, our elected officials, and a team of Vermilion Advantage staff and board members, with regard to development of the workforce in order to decrease the number of open positions to be filled with skilled workers. The team members agree that purposeful engagement with educators and students needs to be undertaken with area schools, including DACC. Engagement with employers is crucial to determine their needs, and educators and business need to intersect in the quest to inform, educate and train, essentially prepare the workforce of the current and future Danville, Vermilion County area. And the photo with this article is captioned, Vermilion Advantage CEO and President Mike Maron poses for a photo with Brian Larson, President of the Lions Club of Danville, who hands a cheque to Maron for the club's annual membership fees, and that photo was provided. And lastly, from the Culinary Arts Entertainment section on page B6, as this is the month of Thanksgiving and people are planning their menus, there are three recipes, and this is from Gloria Yoda, the Amish cook. I'll read two of the recipes. Gloria's traditional Amish pumpkin pie. Ingredients: 2 eggs beaten, 1 cup of brown sugar, 1 rounded tablespoon of flour, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1 cup of milk, 3 quarters of a cup of cream, and 1 cup of pumpkin. And the directions are: mix sugar and flour together and blend in eggs. Add remaining ingredients and pour into unbaked pie crust. Bake at 400 degrees for 10 minutes and then reduce temperature to 350 and bake an additional 45 minutes until set. And the second recipe is for a Thanksgiving salad, and the ingredients are half a head of iceberg lettuce chopped, 1 head of romaine lettuce chopped, 1/2 a cup of dried cranberries, 1 cup of fried bacon bits, 3 quarters of a cup of shredded mozzarella cheese, and 3 cups of corn chips. And the dressing is 1/2 a cup of vinegar, 1/2 a cup of mayo, 1.5 cups of vegetable oil, 1.5 cups of sugar, 1/4 of a cup of prepared mustard, 1 small onion chopped, and that's optional, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1.5 teaspoon of poppy seed, black pepper to taste, and toss salad ingredients and add desired amount of dressing just before serving. And that brings us to the end of today's reading of the commercial news for the weekend edition for November 9 and 10, 2024. I'm Janelle Eckerman, and thanks so much for your company, and we'll catch up again very soon. Have a great week and take care.